This week, the MSU Opera Theater brings a double bill of one-act operas to the Fairchild Theater on the MSU campus. One features a standard of the classical repertoire. But as MSU Opera Theater director and College of Music Artists faculty member, Melanie Helton explains, sometimes a lovely melody has a tricky underlying meaning.
O mio bambino caro, the most famous soprano aria probably in the repertoire. It's been used on millions of commercials and movies and all sorts of things. And it's funny, it's a real departure from most of the opera, which is very chattery because you have the family arguing about things all the time. And suddenly Lauretta comes in, and I always tell my singers, it's like saying to your father, I really need a $900 prom dress. You know, it's like, can't I have the car, Daddy? I mean, she uses the word bambino, which in Italian is almost like saying daddy waddy, as opposed to, like, if you say padre, that's father, you would say babbo for daddy, and bambino is like daddy. So it's got a little bit of that beseechment in it.
That aria, O mio bambino caro, comes from the one-act opera Gianni Schicchi by Giacomo Puccini. And for this MSU Opera Theater production, Helton paired Schicchi with another one-act from another composer, Gioachino Rossini's La Scala di Seta, The Silken Ladder.
Well, they're both sort of dysfunctional family comedies. And what we decided to do, because we have a unit set, is have the idea that Scala di Seta takes place in a house above Florence in about 1790, and because the generation of the costumes for Schicchi is 1890, it's the same home 100 years later. And you actually see a couple of things that have been passed down sort of as family heirlooms, such as paintings. The ladder is going to make an appearance in the search. So the idea is that it's been a continuous household.
While the overture of Rossini's Silken Ladder is rather famous, not much else is. Melanie Helton, though, remains a champion for it.
Yeah, it's really charming. It's early Rossini, and it's not as, shall we say, gimmicky as later Rossini operas. It's more of a straightforward storytelling. But I think the music is charming. There's some beautiful arias, lots of exciting ensembles. And, you know, it's not done very much, but I've always wanted to do one of those Rossini one-acts, and this was the one that had the most parts.
For this double-bill production of the MSU Opera Theater, some of the men of the company also have double duty as well, portraying multiple characters across The Silken Ladder and Gianni Schicchi, as Helton says, a necessary evil.
And it just comes from the fact that, you know, men are at a premium sometimes in colleges, and so we're using all of them, and they've been great. It's a lot of music to learn for a young singer to do those two roles back to back.
Under the direction of Melanie Helton and the baton of Stephen Mosteller, the MSU Opera Theater performs two one-act operas, Rossini's Silken Ladder and Puccini's Gianni Schicchi, this Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at MSU Auditorium's Fairchild Theater. More information at music.msu.edu. In East Lansing, Jamie Paisley.